ladies and gentlemen, it is star time. Are you ready for star time? Thank you, and thank you very kindly. It is indeed a great pleasure to present to you at this particular time, national and international known as the hardest working man in show business.
Call me the hound.
Oh.
meanwhile, back in the jungle.
It's the Hound and Il Bruch. And we're back again. First show before vacation.
Yeah, we've got it kind of reduced to the small-time fire team this time.
Huh? Yeah, the skeleton crew, so to speak. Plus Calvin Green, the big push. We heard Bo Diddley and Congo. Albert and Charles with Weird. This is all going backwards if you don't know by now. Joe Weaver, Too Hot to Trot on the Fortune label. My favorite label. And we open up with Johnny Guitar Watson, Space Guitar, the alternate take.
Yes, folks, you've lived too long.
Yeah. And, oh boy, we have a lot of things to do today. We got tickets for the Skeletons, Rudy Grazel, A-Bones Blowout. We got, all the usual stuff, big piles and piles of the little ones with the big holes, 45s, that is. And we got Nimrods in the News, piles and piles of that. And isn't that enough? I believe it is.
The yellow lamp on the pre-riot condition.
Oh, you know what else we have? Yeah, we have that. And we have, I think, the very last Laurie S. clothing update, unfortunately.
God, folks.
Yeah, a sad moment indeed. Anyway, let's just kick right into it. We're going to get ourselves a little organized. We had a nice little detour through downtown Newark. What a lovely Portuguese section they have.
Yeah, it was kind of fabulous. Got a little sun.
So I got
met the people.
22-car pile up on 280 West. All right, let's kick it off with slightly scratchy Clint Miller 45. Oh, a little more than slightly.
Next week will be not Brotherhood Week, but Anti-White Week.
All right. got to rock. Big way. No more. The smoke ring with the big pie.
Hadn't said that.
Good Cucamonga, yes, good Cucamonga. When you see a pretty girl walking down the street, you say to your buddy, now ain't she sweet? You say, good Cucamonga, which means now ain't she sweet? You say, good Cucamonga, which means now ain't she sweet? Well, good Cucamonga.
she'll become your wife, cause it's good Googamooga, which means now, and she nice. Yes, this good Googamooga, which means now, and she nice. Well, it's good Googamooga, yes, good Googamooga. It was started by a guy down around our way. Oh, Hot Rod was the first to say that it's good Googamooga, which means now and she nice. Well, it's good Googamooga, which means now and she nice.
Is it time for a riot, girls? Riot! You don't like rock and roll, you little hound dog. You ran off and left me. You found someone new. I want a pretty little girl who'll always change the night. I want a lot of loving all through the morning, noon, and night. Well, rattle, take it, mama. I love you too. A rattle, take it, mama. I love you too. A rattle, take it, mama. I love you too. A baby, 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 don't you ever leave me blue. Well, a chicken in the heart that fire from the way. And did my baby leave me? Well, that'll be the day. You don't have to spend any flight coming back in the yard. And so my sister Jenny, your long tall Sally. Well, rattle, take it, mama. I love you too. A rattle, take it, mama. I love you too. A rattle, take it, mama. I love you too. Baby, 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 don't you ever leave me blue. When a honey hush, you don't move like a new Maybelline. I want a rock and roll Ruby for my rock and roll queen. You move like Beethoven. Like a snail, I want a rattle, Jake and mama, who can really dance and will. Yeah, rattle, Jake and mama, I love you too. A rattle, Jake and mama, I love you too. A rattle, Jake and mama, I love you too. A baby, 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 don't you ever leave me blue. Well, I hope someday, baby doll, you return to me. A rock over the mountain and across the sea. A beep off a lula, baby, I love you too. Send me a lot of love and you hound dog, you. Yeah, rattle, Jake and mama, I love you too. A rattle, Jake and mama, I love you too. A rattle, Jake and mama, I love you too. Now baby, 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 don't you ever leave me blue. Rattle, Jake and mama.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
Well, sort of a so-so start to the day, huh?
Well, I don't know. Yeah, what do you expect? A long scenic drive through Newark kind of takes a lot out of a person.
Yeah.
Not to mention two people.
I was Mel McGonigal, Rattleshake and Mama by request. Heard the Magic Tones, Great Googamooga. Fred Mick and his Kingsmen, Baby, What Do You Want Me to Do? Also by request. I think that goes into the one-year moratorium. We definitely played the hell out of that one for the last couple years.
The Mold Hopper.
Marvel's Big Wig Walk. No one ever requested that. And Clint Miller in an extremely noisy Bertha Lou. I'll try to find a better one someday.
Perhaps on your Southern jaunt. Your excellent adventure.
And, okay. Should we renounce?
What is there to renounce?
Okay. Starting with tomorrow night. Rock and Soul Dance Party with Warren Lee and the Empress from the Empire State Soul Club, WFMU's own Wild Girl, and live band The Vacant Lot. Goes from 3 in the afternoon till 9 at night at Brownies, 101 Avenue A in Manhattan. That's between 10th and 11th Street. The Vacant Lot is at 7. Happy hour is from 6 to 8.
So there you
$4 to get in. Pretty good entertainment value, to say the least. Let's see.
What else are you going to do on a Sunday?
Okay, we're taking, I guess they're taking this in kind of chronological order. Tomorrow night is the world-famous Blue Jays on Nitro Nick's live musical, Fawcett.
Oh, I hope they're going to do the phone-in vocal thing.
Yeah, possibly. And Tuesday, the Soul Assassins reunion featuring the staff of High Times Magazine. Soul Assassins will be playing at this place, Grolier, which is like, it's supposed to be a really cool place. 29 East 32nd Street. There's a pin-up art show, an open bar from 10:30 to 11:30. The Soul Assassins at midnight. It's 29 East 32nd Street. That's Tuesday night.
Wow, open bar.
Wednesday night at the Nick Knitting Factory.
The heart of enemy territory.
The Skeletons from Springfield, Missouri. Great, great rock and roll band. The world-famous Blue Jays and Rudy Tootie Grazel making his New York City debut. And Ilbridge, you're on that, right?
You're playing behind. It's going to be like the three Telly Guy pitching duel with, like, Donnie Thompson as Walter Johnson, Jay as Whitey Ford, and me as, I guess, Doc Ellis. I don't know.
Joe Pepitone.
Well, had he pitched.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Rudy thing's been going really well. We're going to be backing him up at 9 p.m. So get there early if you have the slightest interest.
And then Saturday night is the Skeletons, the A-Bones, and Rudy Tootie Grazel at Maxwell's in Hoboken.
Yeah.
We have tickets for both of those to give away a little later. Then we'll be gone for 2 weeks. We're going on...
Folks, are you still with us on this?
Hound and Sally's Most Excellent Southern Adventure, which starts Monday. And we'll be back in 2 weeks, the 29th of June, with... Nick the Animal Toshis in tow.
Awesome.
Guest DJ. And hopefully...
I get to hold the ball gag, I think.
Yeah.
Toshis made quite a sort of broadcast reputation for himself a few years ago in Columbia during their country marathon.
He was...
basically running through all seven deadly words and, you know, seven times over.
Yeah. Well...
So tune in.
Whatever.
All you people taping this for the court case.
And I think that is all... Oh, no. Is that not enough? We left out an announcement. Friday at Sideshows by the Seashore, Mojo Guitars presents.
Of course.
Featuring the Savage Sons, the Antoinettes, and the Vacant Lot, I believe, is the lineup,
yes.
Bruce?
Yes.
So go out to Coney Island and see Chris Cush and his guitar and his friends.
And their guitars.
And eat clams next door.
Mm. Nice hang.
Okay, let's, I guess we can get to a little news.
Okay.
You got anything there?
You want to fire first or shall I?
I got two things.
Go ahead.
This isn't the one I want. Okay.
Fire away and fall back, Frank.
Pinellas Park, Florida, Police Chief David Milchen accidentally fired his handgun in his office last week and ricocheted off, went into his foot, and he gave himself the same punishment he would give any other officer. He suspended himself. Michelin acknowledged the accident was a result of careless handling. He suspended himself for 2 days without pay and will take remedial firearms training. What an honest cop.
Wow.
Stupid, but honest.
There it is. Speaking of cops, it's been fun on the park lately, huh?
Oh, boy.
Folks, we're living in a gay porn movie over in the East Village now because there's nothing but sailors and cops as far as the eye can see. It's really weird.
I do dig the heavily armed recreational vehicle from Stripes.
Thing.
I'm just waiting for Bill Murray to pop out of it.
Yeah, they have this command center thing that looks like one of those sort of Swedish, you know, Mercedes-Benz tour buses. You really do expect somebody, like, you know, on the microphone going, "And this is Spectra."
I think the Tompkins Square Park situation is a nice analogy for the entire country. Everybody's wrong.
Mm.
I mean, for the amount of money they're spending on the park and the cops, they certainly could have found homes for a couple of these sorry asses. But then again, you don't really feel too sorry for anybody. Well, I think they all suck.
Chris saw this one homeless woman, like, really, really homeless now since she's been kicked out of the park, going, "We still have a home if we went for those punk rockers."
Well, that's true. You know, that is definitely true, but...
So you punk rockers, say, you know, parents' homes in Jersey.
The anarchist front marching for the homeless, except the homeless don't like them.
No.
Nobody.
We don't like them either.
Yeah. I mean, all three sides can go take a leap off the pier for all I care.
We'll just take, like, a nice touring vacation in that excellent heavily armed recreational vehicle.
Yeah, the thing is that the cops really are getting rich on the overtime factor, and all that money's being drained off.
That could
really go for, like, homes for people.
They're doing amazing girl watching or boy watching, depending. They're eating in all sorts of weird, fabulous, exotic restaurants.
Can't get a table at the Odessa these days.
They're getting OT like you wouldn't believe.
Yeah, they're racking up the overtime. And
paying for boats and houses.
Brian said he had a lot of fun monitoring the police signal last night for the why are these protest rallies? They're always on weekends, you know.
Because obviously when the kids can come.
Yeah,
in,
that's
you know?
Obviously where these people are, they got to worry about school the next day.
Outside agitators.
I mean, there was really no trouble on Monday when they cleared the park. They didn't really have a protest rally until Friday night, five days later.
School day.
Yeah. Jeez. Oh boy. Well.
And play a record.
Let's do Hillbilly Hangover. We've got one queued up by Ronnie Self. Dig this one a lot.
And I'm a dead dog.
Yeah, no, not that
one. Big town, every night, Saturday night. Anything, anywhere, anytime, that's what I like. I hear the saxes screaming, the cats are swinging. Oh, big town. Stand me on the corner, let me watch the chicks walk by. Big town woman, got a gleam in her eye. Got the cute little fights to make her so nice. Oh, big town, I left my baby, guess I let her down. Oh, love you, baby, but not like I love the big town. Love the bright lights a-blinking, pretty girls a-winking. Oh, big town. Give a night, Saturday night. Anything, anywhere, anytime, what I like. I love the bright lights a-blinking, pretty girls a-winking. Oh, big town, yeah, the big town. Oh, big town.
Hi, everybody. It's Buck Owens here, and you know you're listening to radio station WFMU, and you know that it's 91.1 FM, and this is the Hound right here. You know, I told you before, man, I'm a fan. I like your style.
I stopped at a roadhouse in Texas. It was a little place called Hamburg-Dan. And I heard that old jukebox playing a song about a truck-driving man. Pour me another cup of coffee, for it is the best in the land. I'll put a nickel in the jukebox and play driving man. The waitress just brought me some coffee. I thanked her but called her again. I said that old song should have spit in me, 'cause I'm a truck driving man. Pour me another cup of coffee, for it is the best.
Pour me another jukebox and play the truck driving man. And play the truck driving man.
Yes, sir, and howdy, folks. How are y'all out there? Give us a great big smile, will you? To me. And folks, that's all smile with the Maddox Brothers and Rolls. For the next 15 minutes, you're going to be listening to your favorite tunes and a few special announcements about Regal Pale Beer. Yes, sir, folks, Regal Pale Beer, that's the beer that you want to buy when you want beer. It's summertime now, as y'all know, and now pretty soon it'll be wintertime. Winter, summer, spring, or fall. It's Regal Pale Beer for you all. And folks, we better get started with the program now. We got some tunes picked out here that we hope you're going to like.
I'm just a semi-shaking daddy.
I'm just a hard old hand. You know?
I'm a semi-shaking daddy from away out west. I think I can outshake the best. I'm a semi-shaking daddy.
A semi-shaking daddy.
Semi-shaking daddy.
A semi-shaking daddy.
Semi-shaking daddy. I can outshake the best. Shake Simmy, shake Simmy right. Get a fat mama with lots of life. You know, shake Simmy.
You know, shake Simmy.
You know, shake Simmy.
You know, shake Simmy.
You know, shake Simmy. That's all you have to do. Well, do it then.
Put it a little bit, line up for a little square dancing. All right, boys, a little bit of Rubber Dolly.
The rockabye boogie is a lady's way to rock your baby to sleep. The rockabye boogie is guaranteed to put your baby to sleep. But it won't do a thing unless you sing the rockabye boogie with a beat. Rock-a-bye, baby, sleeping in a big tree top. When the wind begins to blow, and baby's gonna rock the broken shoe. Well, she had so doggone many kids that she didn't know what to do. Come on, baby, go to sleep and shut those eyes of blue. Rock-a-bye, boogie, rock-a-bye, boogie, rock-a-bye, 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 rock-a-bye, boogie, rock-a-bye.
Are you really enjoying the ultimate in sausage products? You are if you're buying Wardinsky's. Now remember what we always say. Don't give me that baloney. I want Wardinsky.
Yeah. Hey, I'm just a singing fella with a lot on my mind. And I'm a looking for me a woman, but she's mighty hard to find. Lord, ask my country cousin, check the hottest spots in town. Oh, that little bit of woman, well, she just ain't around. Hey, hey, oh, I'm a little bit, look at it, yes, she high and low, don't wanna miss the spot, keep it on the go, wait, watching that woman got you, but I need just a little bit of woman, how much you'll never know.
If you mark the right, well, leave the prices, make it fast, we did but too long. I got that woman on my mind, I'm gonna bring her home.
Back in the jungle.
Oh, well, we're working on the echo again. You know, every week tell them this thing doesn't work, and the engineer guy comes in and says, oh, it's fixed, and he's never once even looked at it and touched it. Maybe I can just use this time to rag on all the things about, you know, that I've been thinking about since I'm going away for a couple of weeks.
We can do it in reverbo now, at least.
Yeah. Thank you, Bruce.
You're welcome.
Oh, we don't have any reverbo, though. It's not working.
It's got a nice wobble to it.
Yeah, I think I sort of. Actually, I'm going to go play with it. You can listen to us play with it.
Folks, for those of you at home, the interior of the Radio Hound broadcasting booth is made out of, entirely out of galvanized aluminum, like an Airstream trailer. Hound has just traveled via his wheelchair about 400 feet all the way back to where the huge steam turbines, the gigantic vacuum tubes, and the echo machine are located. He's now putting his hands in the Waldo...
Forget it, it's just useless. It's, you know, it's just a lot of useless stuff that goes on here.
Yeah, no kidding.
You know, I mean, I don't know.
Try and do things the easy way, but I don't know. Takes two to tango, as they say. Around here, it takes about 40.
Yeah. That was Charlie Feathers, that certain female, or the Davis Sisters, Rockabye Boogie. Maddox Brothers and Rose, Shimmy Shakin' Daddy, Buck Owens, Truck Driving Man. We opened up with Ronnie Self and Big Town. Boy, this gets me
Big
mad, you know?
Yeah, I can see you are getting mad.
Simple little things, they just can't, you know, they just will never get it right.
Well.
Screw it. The station's got about a week to live. Anyway, you want to do some more news, Hillbrooch?
Los Angeles. A white supremacist agreed Monday to stop selling T-shirts that depict cartoon kid Bart Simpson as a Nazi. The B'nai B'rith Anti-Defamation League apparently alerted Fox Television in January that this guy... Our old pal Tom Metzger of the White Aryan Nations... Or the White Aryan Resistance.
Oh, the same guy that does the talk shows?
Yeah.
He's a charming little fella.
No kidding. Boy. He's been printing up, quote, Nazi Bart T-shirts depicting Bart wearing a swastika armband, giving the Sieg Heil, with the message, pure Nazi, dude. A copyright infringement lawsuit ensued, and under Monday's settlement, Metzger is barred from selling or using copyrighted material from The Simpsons. I don't know. It's not, unfortunately, barred from doing the rest of the stuff that he does, but there it is. Last chance to get one of those.
America's foremost Jewish civil rights group is steaming over a contest that radio station Z100 ran this week called Be a Jap for a Day. It awarded a girl with a shopping spree at Bloomingdale's, maid service, and a makeover at Elizabeth Artem and a limo ride home.
I could deal with that.
They said it was anti-Semitic. The ADL also objected to the use of so-called Jap, Jewish American Princess humor, saying it encouraged harassment and humiliation of over Jewish women. It also objected to a record called Jap Rap by a female artist known as Cool Sadie.
Gee.
Anyway, they've received 14,000 requests for it in the last 10 days and one
Can
complaint.
Can you play that song?
Yeah. I don't know what to think of this.
Well,
I mean,
it could be sort of creating and instilling Jap pride. I don't know.
Yeah, but then again.
Then again, not.
Probably not.
T-shirt?
I don't know. You know, this echo thing has put me in a bad mood.
Apparently.
But this clown, he was sentenced to 10 years in prison for trying to hire a hitman to kill his wife in exchange for a microwave oven and $400.
Yeah.
Leroy Hullinger of Van Wert, Ohio, received the maximum sentence. He performs at parties in northwestern Ohio as Buttons the Clown.
Not anymore.
And Buttons pleaded guilty last month to attempted felonious assault in a plea arrangement. He's being charged with conspiracy to commit murder. A charge that carries a maximum penalty of 25 years. According to testimony at the trial, Hullinger made an offer to a sheriff's deputy posing as a hitman.
Well, Hullinger's wife says that she's pretty PO'd about the plea bargain arrangement. She says, quote, my life is worth more than 10 years. It's probably worth more than a microwave oven and $400. But
yeah.
Maybe,
but,
a coffee maker. Or possibly a used Scully open reel tape machine. Let's play some records, shall we?
I would, but I didn't cue any up because I was working on the echo. Well, what are we going to do?
I don't know.
I'll cue
up. Let's just walk off the air. What do you say? Just pack everything
I'd
up.
I'd like
and get
to.
Out
I
of
really
here.
Would. Because
Why am I having dinner early?
You know, it's just. It's the typical college rock thing.
What?
You know, they just. The lazy attitude around here of like nobody wants to work hard on anything. They just, you know. I suppose it just gets me really mad.
A vigorous program of calisthenics every morning, perhaps.
Yeah, we
Everybody
would have
issued jumpsuits and uniforms.
Yeah. All right, I'll cue this one up by Cleveland Crochet. All right, WFMU East Orange, as if you didn't know.
and she slapped my face. When at home, I said, baby, start walking. Time you get home, your folks are gonna be talking 1 mile. Yeah, 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 1 mile. You said tonight, girl, it's only 1 mile to your home. Well, I took my gal to a tribe and show. Said, oh boy, the time I really go. I started making love and love as strong as the bed. I could have froze to death before she didn't care. I said, baby, start walking. Have you get home, your folks are gonna be talking 1 mile. Yeah, 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 1 mile. You better not, girl. Well, she didn't care. When I know, I said, baby, start walking. Time you get home, your folks are gonna be talking 1 mile. Yeah, 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 1 mile. He said tonight, girl, it's only 1 mile to your home. Well, I'm cruising along about 103. Pull off a rope, we need to share the tree. Yeah, come on, baby, get on that heat. Oh, my goodness, what you done? Me 1 mile. Yeah, 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 1 mile. You said tonight, girl, it's only 1 mile to you.
Thank you. fight. Them shocks have done them under. The men just ain't right. Now they got jackets of black leather. They got pipes and hobnail boots. They even got polish to shine up their boots. They're gonna rumble, they're gonna roar, they're gonna stomp up a storm in this gang war. Began to fade. It was only the beginning that started this rampage. They're gonna rumble, they're gonna roar, they're gonna try to even up the score. Have never begun. It was just a bunch of trouble that started them on the run. They're gonna cast away their jackets, throw away the hobnail boots. They're gonna find a new beginning. There'll be no mud on their boots. Mud on their boots. Mud on their boots. The end of this gang war.
I got a girl.
We're gonna blast from here. We're gonna make for the stars, both above and near. We're gonna rock around in a satellite, around the world, both the day and night. We're just the people around, watch the world go by. We're gonna rock for the moon. We're gonna rock for the stars, and we'll even rock for the planet Mars. We're gonna rock around in a satellite, around the world, both the day and night. We're just the people around. A little bit,
Chrysler, Lincoln's, Chrysler's, Cadillac's. Others, Volkswagens, and this and that. But you and me, baby, we're flying high. We're flying wide, not a satellite. We're just a peep around, watching the world go by. We're just a peep around, and watching the world go by.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
Got it fixed, in case you didn't notice. Puts me in a much better mood. Thank you, Bruce.
Playing at home.
Good work.
Yeah.
You know, our new method, since it doesn't rewind, is we just take all the reel-to-reels here and we erase everything until it's all finished. We run out of tape. So, if one of your favorite shows is erased this week, call and complain. Tell them to fix it. That was Joe Tate, Satellite Rock. We heard Garland Davis, I Got a Gal Over There. Gene Maltese, Gang War. Little Joe and the Moroccos, Bubblegum. I think like a saliva solo to liven up a good R&B record. Eddie Dugash, 1 Mile. Cleveland Crochet, Sugar Bee. And that's what we heard.
Yeah.
Oh, more Narzis in the news, as Mel Brooks calls them.
Mm-hmm.
It's springtime for Hitler.
What, again?
Yeah. Where is
winter for Poland and France.
Yeah, a chic cosmetic firm, that is the L'Oreal firm, that has built a reputation on concealing facial flaws, has been accused of covering up ugly pasts of a slew of neo-Nazi executives.
Uh-huh.
The bombshell was dropped in a lawsuit filed in France against the cosmetic giant L'Oreal of Paris. Key focus of the brouhaha is an exec who heads a firm headquartered in New York City that distributes L'Oreal in the United States. Representative of the World Jewish Congress told the Post it may press the Justice Department to investigate and ban executives with Nazi backgrounds. Not likely to happen in America. I think we imported a whole bunch of Nazis after World War II to work in America.
Yeah. They have the kind of Nuremberg rallies at the Bohemian Grove.
Yeah. Let's see. It doesn't say
so
the guy.
What's this guy guilty of?
The charges came out last month. Let me try to tell you.
Try.
Okay. A guy named Gene Friedman filed suit in France. He fought in the French Resistance. Is suing because he claims he was forced off the board of directors of Panavision, a L'Oreal subsidiary, in 1989 to avoid the Arab nation's boycott of firms who do business with Israel. The move was fueled by the firm's anti-Semitism and Nazi mentality, according to Friedman. He charged that L'Oreal founder, Eugene Schuller, a known Nazi sympathizer, used his firm to give high-paying jobs and new identities to a cadre of fascist friends when World War II opened. One of the company's leading ex-fascists, Jacques Quarries, rose through L'Oreal's ranks to become the current president of Cosmair, the sole U.S. distributor of L'Oreal products. Quarries has acknowledged on French TV that he was a founder of the infamous La Cougala, a pro-Hitler terrorist group active in France in the 30s and served 5 years in prison after the war for being a Nazi collaborator.
Yeah, there was sort of like French brown
shirt. So, girls, if you need makeup, try not using L'Oreal. Mm. Well, you know, this Nazi thing will never go away. You're having all these rallies in Eastern Europe and
stuff. It's too appealing to some people. It's weird.
It's so sickening. I mean,
yeah,
it's
really repulsive.
I mean, I don't get it. I just don't get it.
Mm.
Speaking of that sort of thing, dozens of injured Desert Storm veterans are going to boycott today's Washington parade after officials insist they march in their pajamas instead of uniforms.
What?
They're wounded, so they want them to want these vets to march in their PJs.
Oh, they should like those PJs that Schwarzkopf wears in all his public appearances.
No, I think these are ones with feet on them.
Uh-huh.
Pictures of Mighty Mouse on the chest. Yeah.
Bummer.
What do you think of the Fleet Week?
Like I said, man, it's like the weird sort of gay porno thing on the east side. It's like cops and sailors everywhere.
Yeah.
It's probably worth touring a couple of those boats, though, because they do have some super arch weapon systems, you know.
If they let you shoot a few of them off, it'd be nice to try.
I mean, look in the starlight scopes.
Maybe like a little contest to who can hit Donald Trump's helicopter with what do you call those big, giant 8-inch guns, I guess?
Yeah.
The ones on the front.
16-inch guns. They're big.
Very nice.
Supposedly, the infrared range fighting gear on the M1A1 tank allows you to see through any light cotton clothing
that
a person might be wearing, especially if they're silhouetted against the sun.
Boy, that'd be a good one for the summer in New York.
Well, there it is.
Let's go through the
Dion.
Renouncements one more time. Tomorrow at Brownie's, which is Avenue A between 10th and 11th Street. This goes from 3 in the afternoon till 9 at night with a happy hour from 6 to 8, if that's not confusing enough.
Let's throw some more numbers at him.
Warren Lee, Wild Girl, and the Empress will all be DJing, and the Vacant Lot plays at 7 o'clock, I believe. Then there's the world-famous Blue Jays will be on Nitro Nick's live musical Faucet. I think that goes on at 8 o'clock tomorrow night.
Well, he's changed his time slot, right?
Well, it doesn't go into effect for a few weeks. The Soul Assassins reunion is at Grolier.
I hadn't really realized they'd broken up.
29 East 32nd Street, Midnight Tuesday, open bar 10:30 to 11:30, and Flick Ford's pin-up art show will also be up on the walls. That's 29 East 32nd Street in Manhattan.
And you know wherever those guys go, there's this sort of gray cloud, you know?
greenish gray cloud. Mojo Guitars presents Friday at Sideshow Shows by the Seashore in Coney Island, Savage Sons, The Vacant Lot, and what are they,
The Aquanettas.
Aquanettas, they're called. And then there's the big show with the A-Bones, Rudy Tootie Grayzale of the Skeletons, which is next
Saturday
at Maxwell's. And then it's Rudy Tootie Grayzale, the world-famous Blue Jays, and the Skeletons at the Knitting Factory
this Wednesday. You got a date on that, huh?
Right. The date?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do. The 12th. 12th of June, and then the 15th of June. We won't be here next week or the next 2 weeks because we're
getting down to Arkansas. You buy me.
Me and Miss Sally are going down to watch Roscoe get married.
Good move.
To ML. And then we're going to...
Purely in a supervisory capacity, I hope.
Yeah. They couldn't come up with a best man, so they got as close as they can get to a best man. Me.
Nice.
So we're just going to cruise around the South for a few weeks.
Recap, by the way.
We'll be back on the 29th of June, I believe, with Nick Tashas in tow. For
the Milkman's Boy, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, all kinds of fun. And let's just play some more records and wait for the vibe to fly in on the wings of a dove.
Mm.
What do we got queued up? Drop Top. Good one.
Tommy T, Tommy T, Tommy T, Tommy T, Tommy T. feel my feet, I'm a tea. Well, I know right now you're the girl for me. Tommy T, come back to me. Tommy T, Lottie, Tommy T, come back to me. Well, come back, baby, and set my poor heart free.
You got 32 teeth, Buster. You want to try for none?
The love light shine. Oh, 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 oh. Please, please, make me be mine. La, 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 la. That would be just fine. Gee whiz, baby, come a little closer. Then we'll hear your kiss. My heart starts pounding in the love like this. Cuddle close and be as sweet as you can be. Where's baby what you do to me? Oh, 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 oh. What you do to me? La, 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 la. It's just ecstasy. My heart's aglow. Oh, 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 oh. Baby, don't you know? La, 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 la. That my heart's aglow. Baby, 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 don't you know? That my heart's aglow.
This is a hit!
Mama, you bangy bangy, you got limber limber lips. Mama, you bangy bangy, with a way out here. Mama, you bangy bangy, she's got rings in her nose.
Mama, you bangy bangy,
and corns on her toes.
She's
a white tipsy Lucy,
bangy bangy,
with her lips so juicy.
She can't speak English. She won't learn how. The only word she knows is
a mahat belong.
belongs to Papa. Ooh, mow, mow.
Mama, you bang me, bang it.
She's got limber, limber lips.
Mama, you bang me, bang it.
With a way out here.
Mama, you bang me, bang it.
She's got rings in her nose.
Mama, you bang me, bang it.
And corns on her toes.
She's just 18 years and knows no fear. She's a two long spears and matching ears. If a boy's hold her, she won't object. Cause she's got her teeth wrapped around her neck. She's got gold on her waist, on her finger and feet. Look out! She says you look good enough to eat. She runs like a deer, she swims like a shark. She walks, she rocks like a brother no was art.
Mama, you bang me, bang it.
She's got limber, limber lip.
Mama, you bang me, bang it.
With a way out here.
Mama, you bang me, bang it.
She's got rings in her nose.
Mama, you bang me, bang it.
And corns all on her toes.
Mama, you bang me, bang it.
She's built like a shed.
Mama, you bang me, bang it.
Hooray, every mud in her head.
Mama, you bang me, bang it.
She's a Watusi Lucy.
Mama, you bang me, bang it.
With the lips so juicy.
Seizing desire, erupting into volcanic passion.
Well, I love you, babe. I love you, stop. And you walk the box, dropping me walk. I love you once, I love you twice. Big boy, babe, you're a home of now.
In the jungle.
Right, it's the Hound. We're back. That was Johnny Powers with, according to the old little Fox label here on this 45, Stan Getz and his Tomcats. Stan Getz died yesterday. But I don't know what Stan Getz is doing on that record unless he was, like, manning the Echo or something. Yeah. Beating on the drum. But
back.
There you go. The Four Sounds, Mama You Bangy Bangy.
Bang, bang.
D and Patty, G Wiz, Roscoe Gordon, Tummer T. And Roy Perkins and Drop Top.
How about it? That one goes out to us.
Yeah.
And the citizens of Newark.
our
new friends.
We did drop our top.
Mm-hmm.
And
just about flipped it.
Yeah. We're awaiting our vibe mooster.
So here. We all must be two.
Yeah. What else is going on? Next week when we're not here, Wild Gal will be filling in for us. And then the week after that is Nitro Nick. So...
You can prepare your phone questions of opinion and curiosity for them.
Yes. And I'm wondering how we're going to give away these Skeletons Jays tickets. Well, let's see if Roscoe's got any ideas.
Skeletons Jays Grayzale tickets?
Yeah.
Roscoe.
What's going on?
Yo.
How are you?
We're in the middle of this old this old crib.
Well, there's the right music. Now we're vibing. Yeah. This old tenement.
This old love shack.
About it. Getting the place all ready to bring in your blushing bride.
How about it?
Now, when you carry over the threshold in your building, you know the threshold is like down there, and you got to get it up six flights of stairs.
The tape here, you know, Den is manning the tape.
Ah, Denois. Wish you were manning the Echo.
The, you know, I still can't get... I can only get this station good on this one broken-down box that won't play tapes anymore.
That's funny. We can only broadcast with this one broken-down box that won't play tapes anymore.
It's kind of a circular... boy, I almost slipped there.
Yeah.
Well, I had a fun thing this morning with the cops. You know, I went out there to get some orange juice and some grapefruit juice and grapefruits and stuff. And, you know, there was a van right there on, I guess it's 6th Street, across the street from Benny's Burritos.
Not the van, though.
Not the command center.
The heavily armed recreational vehicle?
Yeah, not that, but the just a van.
Uh-huh.
And they're like 7 of them sleeping in there, you know? So I was going over to give a book to Straw, and when I walked by, I rapped on it, you know?
Ooh.
And they kind of, but they were sleeping so hard that they didn't jump or anything.
They're piled up on each other like dogs?
They just kind of moved around, and when I came back, they were yawning and stretching and stuff. I'm going, hey, you guys have a good nap? They go, yep, pretty good.
Pretty good.
And it, last night it was a great one. I went by, there was they got these crews that are going to do the supposed renovation, you know.
But there's some court thing holding that up.
Right. Yeah. Well, I hope they don't do the Union Square vibe to it, you know. It'll be, you know, really awful. They just redid the damn park, you know.
No, they did one end of it.
No, they did. They cleaned out the other end, too. I mean, they don't need, you know, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. But anyway, so...
Driving range.
These guys were, yeah, that would be nice.
Batting cages.
That would be good. But these guys were Park Service guys, and they had one cop with them, because everybody's got a cop around here now. You know, you can have one.
Ray's got 40.
If you call, you can have one or two. And so I'm walking by, I'm going, hey, how about that OT there, Charlie? And the cop looks at me, he's got the total, dung-eating grin from ear to ear, and he goes, how about it? Cha-ching, cha-ching.
His boat's paid for.
It was there's Evan Rudes all over the place, you know. It's man, snowmobiles, wave runners, jet skis.
Rec rooms, man.
All that kind of stuff, yeah. The Biermeister.
Yeah.
You know.
How about it?
Beer for just pennies a glass.
Wow.
Yeah, those cops. I think, you know, they're just cops. They're just kids who, you know, kids from alcoholic families of other cops. And, you know, what are they going to do?
Dad was a cop, and his dad was a cop.
Become a cop. You know, they got it all figured out, you know, what they get to do. And
get fat, get married, get divorced.
Yeah, it is amazing to see them. You know, the only people in the park now are, you know, kids and occasional ball players and cops with just, you know, they're getting the most amazing to-go stuff, you know. The pharmacy even has a to-go menu now.
Really? In honor of the NYPD?
Yeah, you know, because some cops are the pierogi-type cops, but then you also have your blackened ribeye type cops.
You know, 2nd Avenue Deli is cleaning up, even though it's kind of a long haul, that
lengths. They've got all those scooters and things. I've seen so many different types of vehicles painted blue and white, you know, just stuff that I never knew that they used before. I did see, one of those all-terrain vehicle things that was painted in city blue with a cop with a helmet on it.
It's amazing. They do have every single type of vehicle available there, and every single one has been used at one time or another for a food run.
I haven't seen any Porsches, you know.
A police Porsche?
Yeah, they got them, you know, in Holland with pretty rakish paint job. But
yeah.
I was kind of, you know, that's next. I did see last night there was, you know, it's amazing. The white shirt guys are the boss dudes, you know, and that one of them had, this really tricked out Lincoln, you know, with like phone and fax machine and everything.
Awesome.
They've been
a fax machine in it.
Yeah, they parked their good stuff right there by Brownies. You know?
Yeah, by the HARV, right.
Oh, the how does that go?
Heavily armed recreational vehicle. Saw stripes on cable, you know.
Oh, man.
So speaking of cops, you getting ready for your Southern Songer?
Yeah, I've been worried about the New York plate vibe.
Yeah.
Rent a car that I'm getting to probably even have Jersey plates.
Right, you're off the land here, are you? We're doing it with Jersey plates. It's Hound and Sally's most excellent Southern adventure. Also known as, is there a problem, officer?
Sure. Yeah. Well, we're doing good on the way there because, you know, that there's a cop that put out this guidebook of how to avoid tickets and stuff.
Yeah, we did it.
And the beginning of the month is good, you know, but on the way back is when you're going to have to be careful.
Yeah.
Because that's when they got to catch up on their quotas and stuff. Mm.
Make up for lost time. Yeah.
So, you guys, do you got refreshments out there?
No. Gatorade. It's the best we can do.
Is there, you know, college people running around? Or?
No.
This is ours.
Hey, what happened? Oh, it's the tape. See, this always happens. This is like the Den vibe. This part will be not on the Hound's copy of the show.
Yeah. Triggers
on it.
I have a good 3 years of interrupted vibe reports on tape.
I figured, you know, if I was doing it myself, I might get it right, but I thought, you know.
Well, you know what Alice does? Alice always switches the tape
right before
the vibe report, like during the last song, which is a good time to do it.
That's what I should have done. But I was, you know, busy looking for this phone number that I still can't remember after, you know, the last 2 years since they changed it on me.
Mm. Mm.
I remember it every once in a while, but I'm not going to, like, speak the private super vibe number over the air.
Thank you.
Please don't.
So what are we going to do now, Dan? We're just basically waiting for the poly to dry here.
Get drunk.
Yeah, well, we got that.
Oh, good. Polyurethane? So you guys are stoned.
Yeah, stoned and drunk.
They're having a hands around the park thing right now out there.
Hands around the park?
Yeah, they got like old people and punk rockers alike holding hand in hand trying to circle the entire park to keep the evil bulldozing cretins out of there. But they're in there already.
So they're just going to try and keep them in there for 2 years.
It's just another one of these activities, you know.
Womp on a dead horse.
There's going to be a sack race later, I believe.
One of my favorite things.
Is there any way that we can make money off of this park thing?
The donut cart. I was talking with Chris about it. The Mojo Guitars donut cart. Just ride through there. Somebody's got to get up at 6 in the morning or whatever, but just walk a cart of steaming hot donuts from Dunkin' Donuts at ridiculously inflated prices, and the ones that haven't tuned in to, like, the local food thing will go for it in a big way.
Donut holes for 50 cents each.
Sure it is.
Yeah.
What do you want, officer?
We'll call them the polies.
Yeah.
You know what we can do? Make a bunch of money. We could sort of run a delivery service from Rosemary's, only we'll jack up the price between Rosemary's and the cops and make a fortune.
The handling charge.
Yeah.
You know, they've been chickening out and going to that god-awful pizza place across from Alcatraz.
Well,
they like it there
because they got two windows. They got a front and a side, and, you know, that's the first thing that they learn is, you know, to watch their back.
Plus, whenever they go into Rosemary's, everybody jumps on the floor.
Exactly.
Well, you know that watch their back.
You hear the shredding and tearing and flushing sound in the back.
It's not a safety thing. They're told to watch their back because they don't want people looking at their back because they're so fat from feeding themselves all day long. They learned that from their dad.
The spare tire factor.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's an honorable job for, you know, potato heads.
Well, you know, it's basically like working for the DMV, except you get to shoot people sometimes.
Every once in a while. They got some fine-looking lady cops over there.
True, true.
But they're walking around with that 15-pound belt. That's got to be 15 pounds, the thing.
At least the nightstick,
the gun, the ticket book. What else they got? The walkie-talkie.
Mace can.
The electric nose hair trimmer.
Handcuffs.
all that stuff.
Yeah. No, the drag with the lady cops is that they got to, you know, those are about the most unflattering trousers in the world, and they do have to wear those flak vests, so, you know.
And they're cops.
Yeah.
Well, and they're cops.
I can get over just about anything.
Yeah, but they're like, probably, I don't know
except
that much
that.
About women cops. Maybe I better keep it that
way. I was busted
way.
By two once.
You were?
Yeah.
What for?
Oh, riding my bicycle on the sidewalk. It's kind of a long story.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you got the fashion violation for the two short shorts.
Yeah, well, it was
they had to take them in and investigate.
They were lady cops that dug other lady cops. It was a pretty weird scene.
Joan Jett fans?
Chat. Yeah, exactly. Lick the alphabet.
Cool. There you go. Well, can't blame them, you know.
Yeah, it is, man.
Let's see now. What was I going to do? I got this brush here. I think I might have to get back to work. Yeah, that Sunday thing should be pretty good over there with the, you know, people get drunk and they can go out and talk to the cops and see exactly what they are buying.
You can check out the latest in police recreational vehicles at
there it is.
Right out front.
Where did
of
they
them.
Get that one?
From the set of stripes.
Really? Really?
That's so cool, man.
Definitely.
It is
your
great.
Your tax dollars at work, it's the most obscene piece of hardware I think I've ever seen.
But it really gets me because, you know, over the years I've come to really believe that, you know, you can't really rock and roll without a diesel vehicle, you know. Like, it's not rock and roll unless there's a little bit of diesel blowing in the door, you know.
Just ask Jer.
And it,
I was going to say...
fat tour bus driver with his spare teeth in his pocket.
I ain't going into New York. I'll drive you boys in, but I ain't spending a night in there.
Come on, honey. I won't hurt you.
Men.
Actual quote. Mm. But, you know, so every time I walk by the thing, I get a whiff of diesel, you know, I think, and then I start going, you know, where's my two cases of beer, you know?
Yeah.
Where's my grilled my, you know? I love that grilled my. I got to go out and do some of these summer gigs so I can get some sword steak sandwiches, man.
Rocking all over the world.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Maybe Spain. But first, I have to do next week's gig.
Right. You're getting married.
Boing.
I still haven't heard you exactly say the word yet.
What?
That you're getting a man.
That I'm getting, you know, like, well, I'm engaged. Oh, man. I'm going to be joining Holy...
Hey, speaking of food, our friends didn't, you know, it was definitely, the bachelor party thing where the stripper just about got trampled and guys had, you know, didn't get excited till the pizza arrived.
There was more cheese on the stripper than there was on the pie.
That stripper looked like Kenny Laguna's wife. She looked like a Long Island nightmare, you know?
Well,
she had the frosted hair and everything. She's on the phone, you know, trying to rearrange her stuff because she's got two more parties to hit tonight before she has to go home and, you know, like get the kids ready for school. And holy moly. Yeah, yeah. The foreigner. What else was on there? The Babies, maybe? They were like...
Angel? I don't know.
They were like the foreigner B-team, the Babies.
Uh-huh. Triple A.
Oh, man. So the Bulls won that game? You said that was great?
Yeah, it was a very good game.
Hey, you know, that first set was really awesome. There was some really savage stuff there.
What set?
The first set of the day.
Oh, we missed it. The instrumental set?
The Wang Bar instrumental.
Oh, yeah. Well, the Johnny Guitar Watson thing, that's pretty brutal.
That's pretty psychedelic.
Play along with that.
So what's tonight's plan?
Dinner?
Yeah, dinner and rest, I think, for me.
Really?
Yeah, I got to get up and do a bunch of things tomorrow, including changing the oil.
There's nothing really to do except maybe watch for pre-riot condition, you know?
Yeah. Then tomorrow there's a bunch of stuff. There's stuff to do, like, all week for those of you who want to do stuff.
Yeah, I think I might see if I can maybe sing with Jer, do the phone thing again.
I was toying with doing that myself.
Because I,
No, me!
Well, maybe I'll play guitar with him over the phone.
That was an idea.
Because I don't think I can make it out there because of this renovation vibe.
Mm.
But, last night we ran into some drink-buying hound listeners. That's always a good thing.
Oh, right. Thank you, Hugo.
Hugo?
Unfortunately, I wasn't drinking last night.
Yeah, unfortunately, I wasn't around.
He was looking for you. He was hanging out.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, this night, tonight, me and Den, as your ambassadors, will be out there living the dream. And...
Buy him drinks.
Yeah, we'll be at number one and number two, you know?
Throughout the evening.
So, mm-hmm. And be nice to those cops. And, you know, if you're nice to them.
And there's in the unlikely event that they're nice to you.
Maybe
you
know, they'll buy you something.
Yeah. Like an egg cream.
Yeah, right.
If you ever go to Staten Island.
Yeah.
The cop borough.
Cha-ching.
Cha-ching. Cha-ching. Well, that's the sound of me spending money over here on my crib. This
okay.
is maybe the longest vibe report ever. The phones may be lighting off. Get that guy off the air and play some more noisy, out of tune, rockin' type stuff, please.
Okay, Roscoe.
Hello,
there is
big,
the state of the
big cops.
Report.
Big cops, everybody.
Yeah.
Big
so
cops.
It's a vom set time, and what we got is two that I picked and three request items following. Yeah. Anyway. Oh, let's kick it off.
Out of this week's bomb.
No, you're in there.
Yeah, under protest.
Yeah. And we're gonna give away these tickets for the Skeletons, Rudy Grazel, World Famous Blue Jays, A-Bone's gigs when we come back. Yardbirds again. That's how we started it last week, but I'm on this sort of
weird Jeff Beck.
You broke my heart, baby. And you
because there's so much danger. Red rain, red rain, where the fiddle's soaking wet. How you've got me so much pain, and I know it's there yet. Red rain, red rain, oh, I'd like to see my color again. Red rain, red rain, don't call me so much pain.
You wouldn't believe how addictive rock music is. It has made me the man that I am now, divorced, a bit burnt out and cold-hearted. Drugs are not even close when it comes to bad habits. Rock is so infectious. It's not even the lyrics or the people involved or their lifestyles that are addictive, it is the music. It has a drug-like effect. It is a mood elevator. If I want to get amped up, I just turn on a particular album. It also takes one's mind off God. It's the music itself. Now, you put some different words to it, you still have the beat, you still have the music, and it still pulls a man down into his passions and his sin.
Why is everybody laughing at me? Just because I said something stupid?
years. Cause if I'd been a black man, they'd have given me 30 years.
American boy sings his way into your heart.
I come home from work, I'm worn out and beat. I crack a cold beer and I prop up my feet. Big Mama's in the kitchen just a slaving away. I'm tired and I'm all hungry at the end of the day. Juicy and fat. It's a dirty, tough job, but someone's got to do it. I'm a man in my prime, and I'm coming for you. Rump, roast, shaved ham, corn dog will do. She's got a big, hairy butt steak waiting for you. Butt Sunday and no drinking gin, but even Jessica Hahn, she cannot deny you when you're off of the clock and you worked overtime. Well, roast, shaved ham, what fun will do? She's got a juicy pink butt steak waiting for you.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
Right, that's it. That was our VOM. Some requests. Got some requests out of the way. The last three. Joey Skidmore, Butt Steak. The Skeletons, 30 Days in the Workhouse. They'll be at, we'll talk about it in a second. The A-Bones, I've Fallen, I Can't Get Up. Then Sir Douglas Quintet, The Rains Came. Doug Sama's playing somewhere this week, but I don't know anything about it.
Uh-huh.
The Texas Tornadoes got some kind of gig at some
West
big place.
Fair or something.
It's in the city, but I don't know where. And then the Yardbirds, Psycho Daisies. Notice how we got both of Jeff Beck's lead vocals on last week, between last week and this week?
Yeah.
What a guy. He was a sick little dog for about 5 minutes there.
It's true.
And we got to give away some tickets for this thing.
We don't have to do anything.
We don't have to do anything, but we will because we like you guys. So here's what we got. We got tickets. We got tickets for Wednesday at the Knitting Factory and Saturday at Maxwell's. And the first two winners, we got four pairs. The first two winners have their choice of venue and date that they would like to go to.
Okay, now here's the layout. On Wednesday, it's Rudy Tootie Grayzel, backed up by the A-Bones. No actual A-Bone stuff, so if you can't stand us as much as I think you can, that might be the one to check out. That includes the world-famous Blue Jays and the Skeletons.
Right, that's at the Knitting Factory.
That's this Wednesday.
47 East Houston Street.
Okay, clear on that? Now, Saturday, it's the A-Bones and Rudy Grayzel and the Skeletons.
A week from today.
Yes.
And
that's
Maxwell's.
At Maxwell's.
Now, we already got somebody in the line. Let's...
Yeah.
Okay, what's the answer?
The answer to what?
Mike?
Hello? Oh, are you the guy looking for Lori?
No, I'm not looking for Lori.
Oh, okay, never mind.
Why do I sound like I have
yeah,
a
I thought,
heavy metal voice?
No, usually the... Hey, you sound English.
No, man, I like the show today. What's the question? I heard the answer, I heard the groups, but I didn't even understand that, so, you know.
Well, it's a good thing you called then, isn't it?
Yeah, you're calling to win the tickets, right?
Please.
But you don't even, we didn't ask a question yet.
Ah. Okay. The question is, what label did Rudy Grazel record for, and not the one that didn't release his records back then, but the one that he had a couple of 45s out on?
Was it called MusiCore?
Wrong.
Man, that's a hard one, man.
Wrong. Bye. Okay, you owe us 2 tickets to something.
How about to your funeral?
Oh, cute. Oh, okay.
Ciao.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, here's the question. I'll give you the question.
Again.
It's what label did Rudy Tooty Grazel record for? And he did record some stuff for Sun, but he didn't really come out, so it's not Sun.
Sun
so
is not
that.
The answer.
201-678-7743, and let's hit it. This is WFMU East Orange, by the way, don't you know?
Yeah, it's...
You gotta jump. Here he is, Rudy Grazel.
Moo like a moo cat, bop like a bop cat, but don't do that, don't mess with my ducktails, don't mess with my ducktails. If you mess with my ducktails, you're gonna get so mad at you. Don't mess with my ducktails. 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 If you mess with my ducktails, you're gonna get so mad at you. Get it, Papa. Get you with my big shotgun. If you don't love me, woman, you ain't got no sin. But naughty Miss Claudie, don't you jump that fence. Don't mess with my ducktail. Don't mess with my ducktail. If you mess with my ducktail, I'm gonna get so mad at you. Here we go again. Don't mess with my ducktail. 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 If you mess with my ducktail, I'm gonna get so mad at you. Shoes. I know you dig my real cool pants. I know you dig the way up, but when you mess with my ducktails, you better stop. Don't mess with my ducktails. Don't mess with my ducktails. If you mess with my ducktails, I'm gonna get so mad at you. Duck tails, honey, quit messing with them, please, honey. Don't do that, you know how it is, honey. I don't like to gripe, but you know how it is, honey. Please don't mess with them, man. Leave my duck tails alone. I've been trying to comb them for 5 years now. You leave them alone, honey. Please don't mess with my duck tails now. Don't you do that now. Leave them alone. Quit it now. Quit it.
This is a hit! Yeah.
back. Get me a job on the railroad track. Papa Lou Abraham had it. Papa Lou Abraham had it. That fight was so good. Police could even stop it. Well, Papa Lou Abraham had it. 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 That fight was so good. Police could even stop it.
Boy-girl companionship denied because their demands are too forceful, too full of danger. Their violence, their hunger is too apparent, too basic.
Give me a woman, give me a blues tune, before I start roaming, just make it real soon. I know that somewhere she's waiting for me, I know that she'll care, won't make me lonely. Give me a woman, any kind of woman will do. Find her, I'll take her with me, my past behind me, nothing can stop me, and when I see her, I know I found her, won't have nobody hanging around her. Give me a woman, any kind of woman will do. Woman, give me a blues tune before I start roaming. Just make it real soon. I know that somewhere she's waiting for me. I know that she'll care, won't make me lonely. Give me a woman, any kind of woman will do.
Why don't you put that small mind to some constructive use?
Yeah, gotta shake it like a woman. Thank you.
destined to be one of the hit songs of the day.
That's the way to roll, cat. That's the way to roll. Yeah. Don't come on at me. What you say? Oh, you want to go home? You go home if you want to. Yeah. I may not be home for a week. What's that you say, chick, about going home? Oh, good night, boys.
Good night,
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
It's the Hound. This is WFMU East Orange. That was Telly Mills, Ain't Going Home. Heard Arthur Gunter, We're Gonna Shake. Andy Starr, Give Me a Woman, Little Vic Papaloo. Rudy Grizzell, Ducktail. Now, we gave away one pair of each tickets on that last trivia question, which we're going to dispose of. The answer was Star Day, recorded for the Star Day label.
Way to read the flyer on the wall there, Ruben.
Yeah. And we need a new question to give away. We have another two pairs, one for each venue.
Yes, and let's keep in mind again, folks, that it's this Wednesday at the Knitting Factory.
And
Rudy Tootie Grayzel, the world-famous Blue Jays, and the Skeletons from Missouri. The Wreckage of the Morels. Saturday is at Maxwell's, and it's the A-Bones, Rudy Tootie Grayzel, and the Skeletons from Missouri, the Wreckage
right.
of the Morels.
So, let's see, we need another trivia question. I had one and I completely forgot it as soon as we went on the mic.
Who gave Rudy Tootie Grayzel his nickname?
Yeah, that's a tough one. If you know that
one, he's a real famous guy. I mean, it's just,
well, it's not. It's just
I mean,
like
it's not Richard Nixon.
Who would know that? 201-678-7743. I had another one. I can't remember.
We got one swimming.
Wait, let's get to some news for a second. The fiscally hard pressed state of New York went into the porn business yesterday. Selling more than 1,400 videos with such titles as Torture Woman, Bondage and Slavery, and Bound for Bondage. This sale was conducted by the state tax department to recover $60,000 in sales taxes owed by an upstate video shop. The 7,000 tapes seized from the main frame store video in Sarasota Springs. According to one official, we didn't particularly like selling this stuff, but they did it anyway.
It's paying for OT on the park.
Yeah, that pretty much. Oh boy, how about that Dave Ruffin?
What
the Temptations? Well, he died last week. Spent his last days in a crack house in Philadelphia. Not a great way to go. He went into a crack house in Philly with $30,000 in his pocket.
And came out dead.
Sure enough. The Party Ninja of the Week award.
There it is, man. He finished that job.
How about a little follow-up? The guys, the couple who were arrested for taping over the Live Free or Die motto on their New Hampshire license plates?
Yeah, they sued, right?
Well, they sued in the... They took their case to the Pre-Souder Supreme Court and won. Now, here's the follow-up. The couple was awarded $30,000 in court costs, But for months and months, New Hampshire refused to pay up. Finally, federal marshals took warrants and guns to one of New Hampshire's state-owned liquor stores, made the manager hand over $30,000, making New Hampshire the only place in the world where justice can be done by holding up a liquor store.
How about it? Maybe we should try that here.
Yeah.
You think the city of New York's going to try that?
Not on a Sunday.
A man described as a self-proclaimed prophet set himself on fire at the Alamo before more than 100 stunned tourists, two of whom had the good sense to videotape the incident, thinking it was a stunt. Yeah, right. Quote, he looked like a fireball. He was telling people to repent. He said to watch him burn, said Dora Herrera, 25, of Tulia, Texas. Wesley Wendell Westbrook, a.k.a. Crispy, 40, was in critical condition early today at Brooke Army Medical Center. Westbrook suffered second-degree burns over 80% of his body and third-degree burns over another 10%. Oh, boy. Herrera and another tourist, Sal Gomez of New Mexico, videotaped the Tuesday afternoon immolation. The tape showed Westbrook...
sent it to America's Funniest Home Videos,
really?
I hope.
The tape showed Westbrook engulfed in orange flames and running through the front lawn of the Alamo shouting, quote, I've sacrificed my flesh. I'm starting to get chills. He just kept walking around in flames, you know, burning up. Nobody would move or anything, said Gomez. Finally, some kids jumped in and got him on the ground. Do not sin after your eyes are open, he was heard to scream. The fires are cleansing. The fires will cleanse you. Kill me so this pain and torment can be ended. End my torment. There you go. This week's flaming sidecar in a spaceship.
Yeah. I got the other trivia question. I remembered it. Okay. Here's, you can answer one of these two questions.
Biblical vision.
One is, who gave Rudy Tootie Crazel his nickname? His nickname is Tootie, by the way.
Yeah.
And, The other one is, who was the first person to play a wah-wah pedal?
Ever.
Ever. To play a wah-wah pedal.
Ever.
In public. In public, not in the factory.
Yeah, some guy named Morley, probably, in the factory.
Anyway, so that's 201-678-7743. It's Blues Hangover time, and we're going to kick it off with Robert Nighthawk.
You better take it easy, baby, cause they don't like the way you do. Now keep my money, let me cold and hate. Take my money, start to rain and change. You better take it easy, babe. Better take it easy, babe. You better take it easy, baby, cause they don't like the way you do. Oh, yeah. Why'd you tell me so? Know you're loving someone else and you can go. You better take it easy, babe. Better take it easy, babe. You better take it easy, baby, cause I don't like the way you do. Now give my money, let me cold and hang. Taking my money and start to rain and change. You better take it easy, babe. Better take it easy, babe. You better take it easy, baby, cause I don't like the way you do. Take it easy, baby,
I told you to relax here, didn't I? Who'd you expect to find here tonight? Father Divine, Daddy Grace, Billy Graham, Oral Roberts, one of those big-time pimps? They ain't working nowhere, are they? Taking money off women, ain't they? Look in the book. That's pimping.
This ain't a little mama boogie, but the same as. I'm gonna get it for you, gonna dig it gas.
Pretty girls in New York, and some ugly ones. I'm not gonna point you out. You know who you are. Sitting up there trying to look better now. You're some ugly kids here in New York. Why? Because there are ugly parents here in New York. The ugly kids come from ugly parents. If you think I'm lying, follow an ugly kid home and see don't somebody ugly open the door for him.
Right now, incidentally, our sponsor's a Jew, Mr. Goldie. Mr. Goldie has put out a great thing, the King Kong hair straightener. A lot of you cats, you know, have the frightening wigs. So this puts it down, man. I mean, oh, so much. That's how you get the white chicks.
Request, but the mic won't fit, so I like to do something else.
You don't.
job. You're breaking my heart. You're breaking my heart. Baby, you're breaking my heart. And I've got to cry over you.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
Right, it's the Hound. That was our blues hangover.
That last one kind of sounded like it was skipping for a while there.
No, it just kept repeating the same riff. Howlin' Wolf, Tired of Crying. Dr. Ross, Polly, Put the Kettle on. Sidney Maiden, Hand Me Down Baby. Lightning Hopkins and the Big Mama Jump. Robert Nighthawk, Take It Easy Baby. The response to the Skeletons, Rudy Tootie, Grayzel, A-Bones, World Famous Blue Jays tickets is underwhelming.
Yes, it is.
I'm going to give you the answers right now.
Do not pat yourselves.
I'll give you a new question. Elvis Presley gave Rudy Tootie, Grayzel his nickname, and the first person to play a wah-wah pedal in public was...
Murray Wills.
Well, yeah, was Dodgers second baseman Murray Wills.
Go figure. Like a NAMM show in 1963.
Yes, and the new question is... All three guitar players from the will be playing the same type of guitar. What kind of guitar is it? 6787.
That's myself, Jay Godfrey, and D. Clinton Thompson.
Right. Okay, we're gonna go through their announcements real fast. Okay, in chronological order. Tomorrow, Rock and Soul Dance Party with Wild Girl, Warren Lee, The Empress. The Vacant Lot plays at 7. That's at Brownies on Avenue A between 10th and 11th Street. Mm. Starts at 3, ends at 9 o'clock. Then we got, what's tomorrow night? The Blue Jays will be on Nick Hill's Live Music Faucet. Then Wednesday is at the Knitting Factory, the Skeletons, the world-famous Blue Jays, and Rudy Tootie Grayzel. Tuesday is the Soul Assassins at a place called Grolier with pin-up art by Flick Ford. Open bar 10:30 to 11:30. That's 29 East 32nd Street.
So that brings us up through Wednesday.
Right.
And nothing on Thursday.
Right. Saturday.
Nothing on Friday.
Not that I know of. Saturday is the A-Bones, Rudy Tootie Grayzel, and... The Skeletons, and we still have a pair of tickets for each one to give away. The question is, what kind of guitar will these three slingers be slunging?
And Mike from Richmond, if you are actually tuned to the right station, why don't you give a call back here when we get off the air and let me know what your phone number is out there in Brooklyn, because I think that might make more sense.
Yeah. Can we do a Laurie S. clothing update?
Yeah, but you know what that requires?
Yeah. Folks, this is going to be the last Laurie S. clothing update, although it is
because
a good one.
Can we talk about this?
Yeah.
Whether you realize it or not, we're going to be off the air for the next 2 weeks, and Laurie is... You're being moved? You're being retired?
No, I'm not being retired.
You're going to Tuesdays at midnight?
Midnight to 3
on Tuesday night, and Wild Girl will be here. Why didn't they give
Wild... Thank you for the flowers.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Why didn't they just give Wild Girl Gerard's slot and leave Laurie in this slot?
I don't know. You know, I mean, why?
That
why
fat
does beer cost
slob.
Money?
Gerard.
Oh, stop.
Big fat pig. He's a guy who makes his living in the alternative music business. That's evil.
Excuse me, I hate to interrupt this rant, but we should do the updates.
Oh, yeah, glorious clothing update. This is a good one, folks.
Starting from the bottom, Stuart boots, of course. But weird little pony socks inside. Super, like,
Daisy Duke,
very happening, like, bleached out cutoffs. Cut
it way above the pockets.
Yeah, awesome.
It is hot pants day here.
The ubiquitous armadillo belt buckle. You want it to, like, the rodeo.
With hanging keychain.
Hanging keychain, etc. A blue denim bathing suit top, and I guess that's about it.
That's it.
And cascading ringlets of hair. Awesome.
And everybody should wear that out tonight.
I have sort of a variation on
that top. Hey, Julie.
I guess I have to wait for my cutoffs to sort of be bleached out more.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Julie. Julie's here.
Julie's here, folks.
Okay, you guys remember the trivia question? What kind of guitar will these geeks all be playing on Wednesday and Saturday night? We have a pair of tickets. The first winner gets their choice of venues. The second winner gets what's left. And we got...
If you don't want to go, don't call. But nobody's calling anyway, so let's not worry about it.
I believe we got a Maynard Horlick record queued up somewhere here. Okay, it's 201-678-7743. And where's Maynard? There he is.
Here's Maynard.
Spreading like a fungus, it grows and grows. Where it's gonna stop, well, just nobody knows. It's got the cats all shook up on the east and west coast, and the cool cats in the middle, well, they dig it the most. Doing the bop 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 bop. Doing the bop 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 bop. From coast to coast, it's called rock and roll. Doing the bop 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 bop. Feeling like a Hercules when doing the bop. You got that real strong feeling and you ain't gonna stop. Let them call it a sickness, well, just who can tell? Man, like you don't care if you never get well. Doing the bop 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 bop. Doing the bop 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 bop. From coast to coast, it's called rock and roll. Doing the bop 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 bop. Get up, baby! The ocean spread and it was moving like mad. In every foreign country, fast becoming the fad. It snowballed into Canada and covered the mass. The nation did proclaim it as a national gas. Doing the bop 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 bop. Doing the bop 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 bop. From coast to coast, it's called rock and roll. Doing the bop 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 bop. Traveling across the planet with the wings of sound. It's that high 5 feet that's making the rounds. Don't try to hide it, cause you can't fight fate. It's the big beat sounding all from state to state. Doing the bop 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 bop. Doing the bop 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 bop. From coast to coast, it's called rock and roll. Doing the bop 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 bop. Doing the bop 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 bop. Doing the bop 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 bop. Doing the bop 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 bop.
Hi, everybody. This is Dean Martin.
And Jerry Lewis.
We'd like to tell you all about our latest and funniest picture for Paramount.
Of course, you mean The Caddy.
You'll love Jerry and me in The Caddy.
Take my word for it. The Caddy is the most hilarious picture we've ever made. Come on and join the fun. See Paramount's The Caddy.
Yeah, The Caddy. Is that all right, you sucker?
How was that, you idiot?
You got me.
Okay. Next, you still rolling?
Still rolling?
All right, start.
You can cut that bit out.
I will. Okay.
This is Dean Martin.
And Jerry Lewis, asking you to see our newest and funniest picture to date.
Of course, you mean The Caddy.
You bet I do.
Crazy, man, crazy.
No doubt about it, Dean. This is the funniest picture we've ever made. No kidding, folks. We're sensational. Take my word for it. Come on and join the fun. See Paramount's The Caddy. It'll make you
cut out, make.
Come back a big birthday. 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 Oh, come back, come back, come back. I've got a gal, she's one axe and a wife. I've got a gal, she's one axe and a wife. She's so fat, she waddles from side to side. Come back a big birthday. Come back a big birthday. Come back a big birthday. Come back a big birthday.
And Jerry Lewis with him, we was even failure.
This is Dean Martin.
And Jerry Lewis with a reminder to see our newest and funniest motion picture ever, The Caddy.
Oh, he's right, folks. Come on and join the fun in the most righteous 90 minutes of howl.
Righteous? Where the f*** you see righteous? That's riotous, you greaseball.
This is religious, Martin and Jerry Lewis. Well, there's that. Five f***ing lines, we can't get through it.
Come on, 15.
May sound simple and I may not make much sense, but romance is for the birds and it's one thing I'm against. It's the getting moving on out of my face. When it comes to joint excitement, there's 1 million other ways. Speaking of love and romance, I have really had my share. You ain't careful, have your head white as the polar bear.
Get to getting, moving on out of my face.
When it comes to joint excitement, there's 1 million other ways. Mama,
Baba-doo-hoo.
is great, but it's too hard on the mind. You wake up to the hand because they tell you love is blind.
Yes, you're getting
moving on out of my face. When it comes to joint excitement, there's 1 million other ways. Sometime I may be lonely, but it won't last very long. I just go to a 3D movie and the situation's gone.
It's beginning,
moving on out of my face. When it comes to joint excitement, there's 1 million other ways. 1 million other ways. 1 million other ways. 1 million other ways.
See our newest and funniest motion picture ever, The Caddy.
Oh, he's right, folks. Come on and join the fun in the most wonderful 90 minutes of howls and gags you ever saw.
We'll be seeing you in Paramount's The Caddy.
Yep, The Caddy.
With a big c*** on it.
Well, here's Amos Hedrick from Van Buren, Arkansas. Front and center. All the boys kind of patting their feet and clapping their hands, and he says it's going to be good rocking tonight.
Behind the bar, don't be afraid, I'm gonna do you no harm. We're gonna rock. Hey, good rockin' tonight. Oh, sister, ain't you glad you're right? Well, sweet Lorraine Caldonia too, sweet Georgia Brown too, steady Sue. Well, there we there, jumpin' like that. Hey, cat, ain't you glad we're rockin'? Oh, good rockin' tonight. Afraid we're gonna do you no harm, we're gonna rock. Hey, hey, good rockin' tonight. Oh, mama, ain't you glad you're right? The sweet Lorraine Caldonia too, sweet Georgia Brown too, steady too. Hey, they'll be there, jump like that. Hey, man, ain't you glad? Good rockin' tonight. Hey, good rockin' tonight.
Now dig this. I'm a lonely tramp. I'm a lonely tramp. Don't have nobody in this world to care for me. Because I'm lonely. Just a lonely tramp. Left my wife and my child. My dear mother, she sit at home to cry. Because I'm lonely, I'm no good. Just a lonely tramp. Down the street, everybody point their fingers at me. Because I'm lonely, I'm no good, just a lonely tramp.
at me, because I'm lonely, I'm no good, just a lonely tramp. Mother, there ain't no use for you to cry, because I'm lonely, I'm no good, just a lonely tramp.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Well, 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 what was that? Clarence Henry, Lonely Tramp, Amos Heger at Good Rockin' Tonight, Mersey D, Get to Gettin', Rex and Herb, Come Back, Big Bertha. Andre Williams, Tossin' and Turnin' and Burnin' Up Inside, Maynard Horlick, Do the Bop, 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 Bop. And that wraps it up.
I guess it's Do the Bop Cubed.
Right. So don't forget the Rock and Soul Dance Party tomorrow at Brownies.
How could you forget? We certainly mentioned it enough times.
Then there's the Skeletons, A-Bones, World Famous Blue Jays, Rudy Grizzell, Knitting Factory Wednesdays.
Not precisely correct.
Yeah, well, you know what I mean. Maxwell Saturday.
Uh-huh.
We're gone for 2 weeks. Wild Girl.
I'm here. He's
Wild
gone.
Girl will be. You going to be here?
No, I'm not going to be
here. Coming
out
with Wild Girl next week?
No, I'm going to be hanging around with the cops on Avenue Way for the next 2 weeks.
So Wild Girl will be here next week for us. And then after that is Nitro Nick. We'll be back in 2 weeks with Nick Toshes as our guest.
Nitro Nick.
Our special guest. Mm. Yeah, the real Nitro Nick. And fare thee well to Laurie S. The last time we'll see her, she's on Tuesdays midnight to 3 now. So there we go. Okay, the Lord, the Crick.
The Bridge.
See you in 2 weeks.
To you, we were to marry. You said you were mine. Now you're an image forever on my mind. Lori, my Lori, will you ever be mine? Sleepless, I'm dreaming of you, my darling, my Lori. What's happened to you? We were to marry, you said you were mine. Now you're an image forever on my mind, Lori, my Lori.
tonight.
Oh, whose radio station?
WFMU in East Orange.
Oh, that's some great music you're playing, I'll tell you.
I just love a tango. I can't resist it. Where's the waitress anyway? I wanted
to... Are you out of wine?
Yeah,
I tell you.
Pour me a little bit of yours.
Have a little bit of him on here. I don't care. I've had too much to drink already.
I love the host and hostess. They're fabulous, really.
What a wonderful radio station.
You would have thought they would have hired a band, though. Awfully cheap and just set up a radio in the middle of the dance floor and have people dance around the speakers. I just don't understand it at all. It's kind of tacky to me. But you're right. It is really great music.
Nice station.